Lord, we give you thanks and praise for your words which have been proclaimed this morning, and we pray that they would take root in our heart and not return to you void, but accomplish all they're sent to do, and help us not to be discouraged when we don't see results that we want to see, and to believe that all things are working for our good for those who love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. I have a little something going on in my inner ear, and my equilibrium's off a little bit, so no, I haven't been drinking. It's just, I almost fell off the altar at the Spanish mass when I went to pick up the gospel, so I'm just kind of trying to take it easy, but I'm probably going to have to go to urgent care or something and get it checked out. So today's message is advancing the kingdom little by little. And one of my favorite scripture passages is in Zechariah, and it says, "Do not despise small beginnings." And we realize, like the mustard seed parable, that things start off small. And so often, you know, we're looking for shortcuts, or we don't want to, you know, put in the hard work for something and just want the result, and we get discouraged. And the kingdom of God is not the kingdom of this world, and we're just being so trained to be impatient. Everything is quickly now. Remember the days of modems, and you had to wait for them to connect, and all those annoying noises they'd make, and it was incredibly slow. I mean, incredibly slow. And now everything's instant and fast. So when it goes down, when I returned from the Holy Land, the internet was down for about a week and a half. I was kind of freaking out, like, what's going on? I can't even listen to music because it's all streamed now. You don't store it on a device. So the Lord is asking us to remember that his ways are not our ways. And I think in some ways we're setting up a card house that's going to come tumbling down. And so we have to exercise patience and realize that the kingdom of God advances little by little. And here's how we can advance it. Number one, the importance of hospitality. We see in the first reading this couple who, you know, Elijah was visiting, and they made a special little room for him to come visit. Hospitality is an extremely important part of Christianity. I remember Saint Benedict in the 4th century wrote in his rule about how important it is that when you welcome someone, you're welcoming Christ. It says in Hebrews as well that do not neglect hospitality, for many of you have entertained angels without knowing it, right? So it's important to make people feel welcome. And even our architecture, you know, what does it say about welcoming people? I remember when I was at St. Michael's, they had renovated the church some years before I got there, and there's a giant gathering space you have to pass through in order to enter the church. You can't bypass it. And they said, we don't want to separate our community life from our worship. So people were much more likely to stop by for coffee and donuts than going into the basement, which most of the older churches had, because we weren't thinking in that way, you know, that we want to be friendly and inviting to people. And then we're more likely to stop by tables, and people were just out there visiting constantly after Mass because the design of the building encouraged that. This was built as a gymnasium, you know, originally, so we weren't thinking that way when Archbishop Conley had people buy properties. Build a church, build a gym, put your church in it, and then when you guys have enough money, build a church. That's part of the reason we have a big campus here. We just didn't get there. God's ways are not our ways. Amen? So there's very little space in the front to gather and mingle unless you make an effort to go into the social hall. But St. Michael's was really ingenious in that they put it together where you can't bypass that part of going into the church and everything. So we want to make people feel hospitable and welcome in our Catholic Church today. And little gestures are just going out of your way to look around for new people. Have you met somebody new that you haven't seen before? And making more of an effort to be community and connect with one another. And for some of us, you know, if we're introverted, that's a hard thing to do. But I think the Holy Spirit's saying, hey, if you want to walk on water, get out of the boat. You know, too often we settle into a comfortable pattern and we neglect people around us. We neglect hospitality. So I think that's a really important part of our Christian message. Secondly, in that story as well, you know, Elijah got a prophetic word for this woman that she would be holding a baby in her arms the next year. And it just reminded me about the importance of the charisms and exercising those with sound discernment and charity, the charisms of the Holy Spirit, because when a community's open to that and they're being used in a way that's for the purpose of upbuilding the body, it's a much more dynamic and friendly community because people get things to help other people with their discernment, to pray over people and encourage them. You know, my own story, the nun got up and gave a word of knowledge for my discernment, and it was a very helpful thing, and I didn't even know her. But God used her to help me in my own discernment to become a Catholic priest. So I think the way he did that is a reminder that I want to always emphasize in my priesthood the importance of opening our hearts to the charisms, because it's just a beautiful thing, and it opens us up to more hospitality. and more sense of community, that we care about each other. They can also be exercised in a very wrong way, and I've certainly seen that too, where people get prideful and they are used in a very manipulative way. Paul's Corinthian community was one of the most charismatic but also problematic because they forgot about love, and that's why he has that famous passage in 1 Corinthians 13. All these things are important, but this is the most important thing. Love is patient, love is kind. They forgot that. They were kind of off on a tangent. So we want to make sure that they're always welcomed, but exercise with sound discernment, with the emphasis that they're always for the upbuilding of the body of Christ, and they're not a sign of personal piety. Just because God gives you a gift doesn't mean you're a holy person. He can use anything or anyone, right? He's the donkey in the Bible, you know. So we don't want to get too cocky. Well, I have this gift and you don't. And I actually had people say that and start fights and stuff, and it's like, grow up, please. And then the last reality, that little gestures of love done for God can do great things. I think in our sensationalistic society in Hollywood, everything's glamorous, and you know, we admire people who are famous and so forth. But the average person needs to remember that if you just stay in your lane and do what God is asking you to do, he's going to be very happy with you. You know, you don't have to be an enormous preacher and have thousands of people come every Sunday. Just those little acts of love. And I see people do these all the time, like even on the freeway with people who hold signs, and they secretly go and give them something to help them. They're praying in the Holy Spirit. That's not going to make the front page of the Seattle Times, is it, or the news? But people are seeing that. Mother Teresa said it so well. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And so every time we try to do something and we're praying in the Holy Spirit to do the best we can, God honors that, and the kingdom of God is advanced. There's a great song, I played it on a retreat a few years ago, called With Every Act of Love by Jason Gray. And it basically talks about that, and talks about the person on the street corner, and he wouldn't even make eye contact with him. And then his heart thaws and he realizes, this is a human person in need and I can at least look at them. And then one of the situations where a husband and wife aren't talking to each other, and then she says she forgives him, and it opens the door to an incredible healing. And that's another thing we need to remember, that little by little, forgiveness, it doesn't all come at once, at least not for me. And so when somebody really hurts or offends me, you have to just gradually uproot that wound and say, this is what I can offer today. Remember a scene in the movie The Shack, where the guy had to go into the cave to retrieve his daughter's body. Somebody had abducted her and killed her. And so it's this whole journey of forgiveness and reconciliation. And he says to the guy who's representing Papa God in the book that I don't want to go in there. I can't forgive that person. He uses another set of words, but I won't say it from the pulpit. And then Papa God says, you know, but do you want to forgive him? Yeah, I want to, but I don't think I can. Well, just give what you have. The desire, God will honor that. That I want to start this journey of healing and forgiveness. And so gradually he enters the cave and it happens. But it's not all at once. And the enemy wants us to get discouraged. Oh, you're still struggling with that? You know, yeah, I am. And I'm going to keep struggling until it's gone. And I trust in God's love and patience. And I'd love an instant pill to get rid of it, but haven't found one yet. So it's little by little uprooting that bitterness and moving more in freedom in the Holy Spirit. Amen? So the importance of hospitality, we like people, don't we, as Catholics? We want them to be part of our community. We want to be nice to them. Amen. The importance of praying for words of knowledge and prophecy, the charismatic gifts, and opening up to supernatural power moving in our community of faith. And then the reality that little gestures of love done for God can do great things. So we just thank the Lord for the encouragement he provides us today in his word. Pray for a safe 4th of July for all of us. And we pray again for healing for our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.